Laila 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 laila
Good morning, friends. Today, on duty with us, our 10 number 2 from Brazil, southern Russia, 10 number 1, Britain, Galil Ma'arafi, and Israel, 10 number 23. From the Rabash. In order to have fuel to work, in order to bestow and not to receive any reward, but the work itself will be the reward, we must believe in Him, meaning to believe in His greatness. We must make great efforts to obtain faith in the greatness of the Creator. Without faith in the greatness of the Creator, there is no power to work in order to bestow. Precisely when we feel the greatness of the Creator, a person is ready to work without any reward. Instead, the work itself is the reward, since serving a great king is more valuable to him than any fortune in the world, compared to the service that the Creator permits him to come in and serve him. Hence, we must focus all our thoughts on how to come to feel the greatness of the Creator, and then everything follows that point. Workshop question. Describe the stages through which we build the point of the greatness of the Creator between us from the beginning and through to the end of the lesson. Also describe how and in what manner we will keep adding to and increasing it. Each one adds to his friend's words. Again, describe the stages through which we build the point of the greatness of the Creator between us from the beginning and through to the end of the lesson. Also describe how and in what manner we will keep adding to it and increasing it. Each one adds to his friend's words.
The point of greatness of the Creator between us, we can build it through mutual concern that every friend makes sure that the friends have the greatness of the Creator in a way that we're all aimed at a certain common point that nourishes all of us like a spring. And we only ask for it to be filled with this force of bestowal that raises all the friends above their desires.
Perhaps to keep increasing it, we need to restart, so to speak, every time. To start anew. Not to look at our, well, to look at our current situation and where we can aspire to or what we can aspire to. And from there on, we keep adding more of these restarts, so to speak, and make sure that we're in the right direction.
And then, even though a person perhaps does the preparation, he starts relatively cold and it seems artificial and there are no feelings. And even a person hates it, doesn't want it, and he has other arrangements or concerns, etc. But by annulling before the friends and trying to play with the friends, then he gets gradually warmed up until he doesn't understand what there's to do in life besides clinging to the greatness of the Creator.
And throughout the lesson, someone or several people receive a special kind of awakening, and this is a time where one needs to expend all of his energy at that point, to know that he's like the cantor, the prayer leader of the ten at that point. And he needs to lift all of the friends to that state of his recognition of the Creator's greatness.
This example of being the public messenger is a really good example how we always need to hold as the messenger of the ten and always make the greatness of the Creator greater. Same with now within the lesson, to always search for how the light influences, how the relation to the friends changes, how the natural concern awakens within, and how the light works in practice. These are the most beautiful signs.
We've begun the lesson. We're beginning the lesson. And each one comes here with whatever state he woke up with, perhaps not exploding with gratitude, or perhaps he's exploding with gratitude and thinking about there's none else besides him, or maybe he's just like a beast. And we begin to generate warmth, and each one does what he can, acting before the friends. And so with these circuits of annulment, we ignite the engine, and the greatness of the Creator extends.
And the greatness of the Creator begins to live, it begins to spread within us. And even if it doesn't, so we work without flavor, without pleasure, and great, we play with it. It doesn't matter if it turns on from above or not. We have to do the work. We have to put in the effort devotedly. And if it doesn't turn on, then we play as if it's turned on. And that's the clinging of the in adhesion.
Yeah, and when it turns on, you can ask for it to turn on.
That's the main thing, because the greatness of the Creator, we always have to remember that we cannot finish the job. And we have to make it, you know, to as if we turn it on, like a kid who plays with a car. There's an addition here, which is some unclear connection between what we do in this world, which is all intentions in order to receive, surely. But there's also a surrounding light that turns these efforts to something else.
And each time, if we develop sensitivity towards one another, we can come to a higher degree. And this is because we begin to care a little more for the external vessels, what appears to me is the ten right now, which is actually me on the next degree. Each time through these repeated efforts, like, I don't know if childbirth is the right way to put it, like these birth pangs, to keep making more efforts to live in the friends and to go to that war again and again of not thinking about myself, but seeing all life, all of my life through the ten.
and this tent expands in front of your eyes with all the friends from the world Kli who blow you up with greatness all the time. Look at Toronto and then your center. You know, it's all just so wonderful. You can't stay indifferent to it. And it's how this force brings all the friends in a weird way together and collects them to do the work of the Creator. It's like this turbo.
If a person is indifferent, it's a gift. It's a gift because he can make an effort and be grateful as if he has great importance. The opportunity to sit here, to engage in this, to have some contact with this, even from the furthest point away from it.
To surf, to connect to the ten like a cable and a plug.
Hold the microphone close to your mouth and speak loud and clear. Now, in preparation for the lesson, we read the Rav's words and prepare together. We have to pray to the Creator. I say it with all seriousness. The ten prays together for a few minutes and asks for what it thinks is important for it. It is important for it, to the ten, to receive these discernments and feel these things and to receive strength for it. Turn to the Creator, sit together for a few minutes and ask, each one quietly, to himself. This is very important. Let's commence prayer.